insist on and I will make you fishers of men.
Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah to the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Matthew chapter 4 verses 18 to 22. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James and son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and the father and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Just a short reflection on the gospel of today, or on the feast of today. Let us also remember all the leaders of the church nowadays. That all the leaders of the church may be able to respond their own vocation, like St. Andrew. Like St. Andrew, we all are called to sing by Jesus to be fishers of men. The intention of Jesus, who calls us, that all of us might be fishers of men. Looking at the life of St. Andrew, he could respond his vocation properly, fittingly, I see that. He introduced Simon Peter, who could be the first pope. He introduced him to Jesus Christ. In the gospel also we see he introduced another young man who was with two fish and five loaves. For Jesus to feed 5,000 people, there are so many examples given us by the life of St. Andrew. Like St. John Mary Vianney, also the same thing. He brings people to the Lord. He brings also the forgiveness of the Lord to the other, to the people. He tries to help the people to repent for their sins. Means to say that He brings people closer to the Lord. This is the mission which we all of us should be accomplished. But when you look at the situation nowadays, I don't know only for your countries, but in my countries, those who are called to be priests and religious, they don't want to move out from their own place. For example, they just stay in the house, dwelling house. They don't have so much missionary spirit like our missionaries before. When I was young, I could see French missionaries coming to our village many times in a year. But in 1962, yes, all these foreigners, they had to go back to their own country. So all the native, most of the priests right now are native ones. So as I said just now, there is, I don't know why, it depends on the formation of what. The priests do not have so much zeal for souls to reach out to the people. There are many priests, saints, holy priests, I might say that, for example, Maximilian Kolbe, great missionary, and scientist De La De Chardin, I think, and theologians Charles de Gaulle, I think. So these are famous priests and holy priests. But these priests are not kept as a model of priests or patron saint of priests. But only John Mary Vianney is kept as a patron saint for priests or model for priests. I encourage my priests to read about the life of John Mary Vianney, to get familiar with the life of John Mary Vianney. How does he believe? Yes, we all know about him, your servant. He tried to reach out to the farmers and those who are in the remote areas. He visited from house to house. He tried to give confession, forgiveness, which is the one who can give, which a priest, only a priest can give this sacrament, the confession. So he freely gets from the Lord. He wants this free gift to be received by all people. So he tried his best to reach out to all people. There are some people in the farm. He tried to go to the farm and give confession. He tried to go to the houses and give confession. And he helped them to teach them and help them to repent for their own sins. So that by that, these people are going to reconcile with the Lord, and then they come to be closer to the Lord again. While going that way, he is always carrying his bravery in the hands. So I don't know, also in the diocese of others and other countries, these two things are really, it's become very weak nowadays. To reach out to the people, to pray the bravery. I see some priests in our diocese even, I try to buy bravery and give everybody, but they don't keep the bravery with them. Surprisingly, there is one priest, prepare for Islam is when going to the mission for 1 week. It will take for 1 week time. So we tell the delivery for 1 week, and he brought these few papers along with him, and when he come back another time, when he goes, he tear another two pieces and go. So he doesn't want to carry the delivery anymore. So my dear Father Bishops and friends, this is what I think we should bump and pray hard, that all the priests and all the religious and catechists and leaders of the church may be able to respond our own call, like St. Andrew. Pope Francis says, I prefer thorns and wounds in church than sick church. He doesn't want that sick church. He wants all the church might be wounded for a thousand times, never mind. Going out and getting wounds, never mind. Don't like the sick church which remains in his room, in his compound always. Secondly, lastly, the challenge for our vocation to lead here these four, Peter, James and John and Andrew, they left their nets, they left their father, and they left the boat and followed Jesus. So this is the great challenge nowadays for all of us, to leave ourselves, to leave, to have desire to carry our cross, to have bold seeing for our souls. People are talking so much about change. Obama started talking about change. It came to my mind that what a change it may be. In our country also, people talk so much about change, we change. So what I'm thinking is that whatever change it may be, unless this change brings you closer to the Lord, this could not be the real change. I still remember when I was young, many young people, students, on Sundays, there were a lot of people, young people on Sunday went for Mass, and also the elderly people the same. But nowadays the situation changed. So people do not go to the Mass anymore, go to the other directions. Go to tuition, go to the seminar, go to the other training or whatever. So it's very hard to get the people into the church or into the service of the church. So this also the change, which is, I don't think this kind of change is a proper change which God likes. So let us pray to the Lord that all of us will be able to, as I mentioned just now, answer our own call, like St. Andrew, bringing Jesus to the other people. And let us pray for one another and all the leaders of the church that we may be able to leave everything and follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ, to be with Jesus and to be like Jesus.